Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Digitally Speaking, and guess what? This is episode number 10. I've been reading a lot of comments that I'm receiving on the podcast, which are about, you know, we want to know how growth marketing works, lead generation ads, click-through ratio rates, and everything else like that. For that, I have specifically invited, and I'm extremely grateful for them to accept the invitation on such short notice, co-founders from a company called VR Nova Plus that are based out of the UK and Doha. And we'll be talking more and more about how to get the, you know, your money's worth, the ad money that you're spending on your social media. So with that being said, a very warm welcome to Anton and Sebastian. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thanks, Ali. How are you? Thank you for having us on board.
Thank you very much.
Prior to recording the podcast, we were talking about the culture of social media ads, how they're being run, and the perception that people have of social media ads. The fact that, you know, you put in your credit card on your Instagram profile, whether you're a company or a brand, and then you're expecting wonders, basically. Is it that simple?
I wish. Yeah, I wish it was that simple. I think it's a common misconception that it's easy to set up ads and just run ads to your website. But I'm sure, as we'll explain on this podcast, that there's a lot more to it and a lot to think about.
And before we jump into the fun stuff, let's talk about yourself. So both of you, you've been in Qatar for quite some time, or you're new to Qatar?
Yeah, well, for me, I've actually been in Qatar for about 10 years. I've been coming to and from Qatar for 10 years now. And I've been living here full time for 8 years. So Qatar is definitely home for me now and will be for the foreseeable future. Really enjoy living here. I mean, had some great opportunities and exciting career here so far. I'm actually traditionally from a consulting background. I was specialized in consulting for family offices. Always been keen about sort of developing businesses, growing, optimizing, making systems and operations more efficient. And Nova Plus is sort of all about that, but in the modern day, and effectively advertising and effective advertising is how businesses are really, really scaling in this day and age.
Gotcha. And what about you, Anton? You're also new to Qatar, or?
Yeah, so I'm based in the UK. I'm split between London and the Cotswolds. But I actually have family in Doha. Yeah, so my family live and work in Doha. So I spend maybe a couple of weeks a year.
And how did this idea of starting up this company, Nova Plus, how did that came on board?
So I was working in the startup sector. And we hired a growth marketing agency to work with us. And it was interesting to see what they did. And automatically I thought, this is the dream sector to work in. I'm interested in marketing. I'm also interested in sort of technology and anything creative. So for me to get my teeth stuck into growth marketing seemed like the obvious decision. Ended up reaching out to Seb and sort of going through our ideas, brainstorming sort of the technology involved behind the marketing, because I know Seb's really interested in AI and sort of all the processes like you just mentioned. I was already at the time running an agency that was tailored specifically to the fitness industry. And Seb and I just thought it'd be a great idea to sort of bring Doha and London together and start pitching our services globally.
That's amazing. And how long have you guys been in the market?
We are Fit Digital, which was Anton's, you know, digital marketing platform focusing on fitness centers. It was established for about 2 years. And we effectively merged and created Nova in July of this year. It was actually sort of one of the blessings of Corona. I mean, the coronavirus has been challenging around the world for everyone, as it has been for us. But obviously, at the time Corona came about, the fitness industry was hit drastically. And Anton and I have always been close and kept in touch with what each other's doing. And obviously, any business related to fitness took a bit of a turn for the worse, to say the least, during the COVID time. And that's sort of where the opportunity came about. We put our brains together and thought, we're seeing great growth in the fitness industry. If we team up together, we can really scale and sort of target a wider range of businesses. And from there, Nova was born.
Let's just get down to business and talk about, you know, the market in Qatar and the fact that, you know, we're seeing all these ads on Instagram and different social media platforms, Can you just shed some light over the fact to our listeners, obviously?
Yeah, I don't mind sort of kicking off this, and Anton, feel free to jump in anytime. I mean, Qatar is a very interesting market because traditionally online businesses is focused around scale. So obviously mass population, which we don't have here in Qatar, which makes for definitely an interesting marketplace. And as you mentioned early on, we see something here which we don't really see anywhere else in the world. Here, there's a lot of people just simply putting their credit card on, logging into Instagram, promoting their posts. And okay, this may be effective to get a few more likes or for a few more people to see it. But essentially, the advertising platforms, they love these sort of customers because it's just money in the pocket. Whereas what we do is we sort of run campaigns in a more data-centric approach. So we'll actually take that ad spend and give the businesses something back in return. We're constantly testing, iterating all of our content so that businesses can see what's working well, what's not working well, what the customers are enjoying seeing and what they're not. And this is something that with promoted posts, you don't get. I'm sure, Ali, you've seen, like me, many promoted posts here that just are definitely not effective. And I've seen them time and time again. These sort of inefficiencies are what we try to avoid with our services, with our systems that we have in place. And that's what we find is so interesting about Qatar is they don't value the optimization. It's more about let's get the job done rather than let's get the job done as best as we possibly can, which is more of the mindset in Europe at the moment. But it's slowly starting to develop over here.
Yeah, I do think you're right there. I think there's a big thing to be said for people that want to see their ads come up on their feed. With boosted posts, it is an easy method to get viewed, but the targeting capabilities just aren't there. So, which is why we always opt for sort of the more data-centric approach that we take.
If I'm getting the services right, you guys basically do an audit of a brand and you consult them and then you advise them on how to best run their campaign using specific platforms. Do you also recommend the platforms, or you're basically depending on them telling you the platforms to run the ads on?
Yeah, we really focus on looking at the product and what the business is offering, because different platforms are effective for different businesses. And also we find the CPA, so the cost per acquisition, differs heavily from platform to platform. So we look at a number of factors: the product, their target demographic, what their average order values is, or the service they might be offering. And we as Nova, we offer three services, which is social advertising, CRO, so conversion rate optimization. We go in and we love to sort of rip websites apart and show them how they should be done properly from a conversions perspective. And we also offer consulting. So that will be sort of an ad hoc project basis, similar to what you mentioned, where we'll come in, suggest the creative direction, suggest the platforms, sort of suggest the budgets that should be in place, and go work on that basis.
Gotcha. And, you know, I'm going to ask you a question, which is mostly related to, you know, Facebook specifically, because obviously it's probably one of the biggest, or is the biggest advertising platform that exists right now. Facebook's ad manager, the fact that, you know, different companies are offering crash courses on how to run the best campaign on Instagram or Facebook, no matter how complex it is, irrespective of how complex that entire platform is, the Facebook ad manager, where you can filter different types of audiences, demographics, age range, interests, so on and so forth. Do you still think that people would need some sort of consultancy to do that, and it can't be a DIY, for instance?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, some businesses do run things themselves. But what we find, it's, again, like I mentioned earlier, doing the job is one thing and doing it the best possible way is something else. So our predominant services, like I said, paid social advertising, and we actually manage the account. So we're constantly optimizing, sort of near enough 24 hours a day. We have eyes on the account, seeing how they're performing, implementing different types of bidding for the ads as well, different types of spending structures. And we find that usually when companies try to do it themselves, they can't do it as efficiently. our team sort of was spending around £150,000 a month on adverts for our clients across a variety of sectors. And that gives us sort of insights on trends and things that are working really well in some areas and not working in other areas, and helps us really drive better results.
It also actually allows to know when Facebook isn't working properly. So we often find that if someone's doing in-house marketing, they're purely focusing on their account. So they're unlikely to know when Facebook have their regular issues and Facebook Ads Manager isn't working properly. Whereas we're able to pause all our ad spend across all our clients and save thousands on wasted ad spend.
I want to ask you about the SEO and SEM culture in Qatar or in the UK. Are people still like, you know, serious about it? Probably serious is not a proper word, but are they still interested in investing in SEO and SEMs?
We find that in the UK, SEO, it's if you have a lot of budget and you're a high traffic site, it's definitely worth it. But the problem is with SEO is Google are constantly, I'll refer to Google because they're the predominant search engine these days. They're constantly updating their algorithms, things are changing. So it's almost a full-time job. You sort of have to allocate one person to an account if you really want to be effective in SEO. Now, what we are seeing a big increase of, and actually it's our newest service offering, we've just started offering Google Ad services, is the use of their platform. I mean, Google offer Google Ads, Google Shopping, YouTube as well is part of Google. And these services are having a huge, huge increase in traction. I don't know if you know, Ali, but there's a battle going on at the moment with Facebook and Apple about the privacy settings. So that's part of the reason why Google is seeing this big increase. And I mean, we've had a huge demand over the last 4 weeks from clients looking to double down on Google Ads as well as social. And consequently, we've added the service offering to our range.
I think also just to pick up on the SEO question, the problem with SEO is it can take 6 to 9 months to start noticing a difference. And there's a lot of clients that haven't got the patience to wait for that.
Gotcha. And if I were to ask you guys about, you know, the conventional way of advertising, which still exists in some form or shape, I remember the billboards, which were there like a decade ago, people still spending ads in newspapers and everything. Do you want to touch base, you know, perhaps very quickly on that aspect, on that marketing aspect? Is it still alive or is it like not worth spending on that at all?
Very much still alive in the UK. We've got billboards, bus ads, tube ads in the underground in London. And I know firsthand, actually, the ads in the underground are extremely expensive. So, yeah, the market is alive. I find it difficult being sort of data centric because with digital advertising now, we can retarget, we can monitor the views, the add to carts, the checkouts initiated, the purchase conversions. Whereas with the sort of display or the sort of outdoor advertising, you can maybe estimate the amount of people that are going to see the advert, but it's very difficult unless you're giving them a unique discount code on the side of the bus that you can track. It's very difficult to work out exactly how well that campaign's gone, especially if they're a company running sort of multiple sources of advertising at once. If they were purely advertising outside and that was it, you could see the difference between before the advertising and after the advertising. But you'll often find that the brands that are paying for the billboards will also have Instagram ads, TikTok ads, TV ads, etc. So it becomes really difficult to monitor the sort of how well it's performing.
Let's just come back to Qatar and talk about the platforms that are mostly beneficial for different brands to run their campaigns on. And from what you guys have worked with different clients in Qatar, which brand do you think is the most liked brand or which platform is the most liked platform by clients when they're running different ads?
It's so interesting in Qatar, actually, because it's traditionally we see Snapchat as a younger demographic. But here in Qatar, it's still extremely prominent with the older, more mature demographic. In Qatar, Snapchat works really well as Facebook and Instagram. I mean, Facebook and Instagram are, like you said, the biggest advertising platform at the moment. And they're still over and above many other ones, not necessarily in terms of reach, but also in terms of the data you get back. which is why a lot of people choose Facebook and Instagram as well.
Gotcha. And how about TikTok? Where does TikTok rank when it comes to social media advertisement within Qatar?
TikTok is globally now, it's phenomenal. And part of the reason is, as you mentioned earlier, to go viral, it's the place to be. People are watching ads and videos on TikTok like no tomorrow. And the type of content that is created on TikTok, user-generated content, we class it, is actually, across all platforms at the moment, the best sort of creative for adverts. I mean, people are sort of past this fancy cinematic production adverts. They want something real that they can relate to. And TikTok is great for that. And because of the way their algorithms are structured at the moment, the CPM, so the cost per mil, is significantly lower than most of the other platforms.
I know, I'm a big fan. I've essentially deep dived into TikTok recently. Sort of going through all the hashtags, making sure that I can find the best videos to watch. And I actually use it as a means of learning more about advertising and growth marketing. All of the big names in media buying do have TikTok accounts. And if you know the right hashtags and the ways to find them, it's a great way to digest information in such a short space of time. I was just going to say that we know that for one of our clients, unboxing videos work brilliantly as ad creative. Now, it's really difficult to get clients to understand the concept of that and also the sort of the production of that. So what does it need to look like? What does a good unboxing look like? So what do? You just jump on TikTok, hashtag unboxing video, or hashtag unboxing jewelry, or unboxing, and then the product type. And you're served with thousands of videos ranked top rated down. And you can start filtering through and find videos that you think will work as ad creative. And then we just save them, send them to our clients as examples, and then get them to produce similar content.
And while we're wrapping this up, is there any, you know, message that you want to pass on to the people? Because I'm sure that there are like other companies similar to yours in Qatar, but you know, what definitely stands you guys out from the rest is that you are like digital first. If there's any message that you want to leave for the listeners?
Yeah, of course. I think for new brands, I'd say don't be afraid to create content. Put it out as often as possible. Get to know your audience, learn what they like. I definitely, obviously, as you can tell from this podcast, I'd say get on TikTok. It's exploding and it's only going to get better. But yeah, I think try advertising. If they'd like to sort of try themselves, it's definitely something that they can learn to do. But if you're looking to scale and grow your brand, definitely consider trusting a partner like Nova. To help you sort of see a positive return on investment without sort of having to do all of the learning along the way.
Yeah, I think how we work is actually after the first interaction with a company, you can contact us on via Instagram, via LinkedIn, via our website. We are nova.plus. Once we've had that first interaction, we love to jump on a call with the client straight away or meet in person if it's possible. And really start to sort of explore the brand and understand what they're selling, what their sort of price points are, understand a bit about their margins, their target audience. And after that initial discussion, we usually work on a creative proposal, which we give as complimentary for our clients. And it forms sort of the bulk of our second discussion where we'll run through some creative ideas, we'll run through some strategic ideas that we have. And then if the client wants to engage with us on a retainer basis, which is how we work, then we move forward on that basis. And we pride ourselves sort of on transparency at Nova. It's a big selling point of ours. So we take a retainer fee and then the client's responsible for their own ad spend. And they will have access to, you know, the data 24/7. We create live dashboards so people can see sort of exactly what's going on and reporting on a regular basis. I think also I would just add that sort of the e-commerce space in Qatar is rapidly changing. I mean, there's some great new services in terms of deliveries and making sort of consumer goods available for delivery, which hasn't been able to happen before here. So it's a great time now to sort of look into e-commerce, consider getting on Shopify. It's a great platform. It's relatively easy to build an online store. We also work with a great development team to help build these stores. And you can start small, you know, start small. As Anton said, create content, get out there and really give it a go, because now's the chance, you know, especially regionally with things opening up. Qatar, you could find yourself in a great hub for regional distribution as well.
It was really fun talking to you, both of you as well. Extremely fruitful information. I'm sure the listeners are going to change, definitely going to change their perception about social media spends now after listening to you.
Yeah, Ali, thank you so much for having us today. And thank you to your listeners in advance. It's been great fun to be on a podcast. It's my first podcast experience. So I hope we come out well when you edit us. But yeah, really looking forward to potentially coming back in the future and discussing some of the cool topics that we could sort of speak about.
Just like to say a big thank you to all your listeners, Ali, and your time. It's been great to be part of the Digitali podcast. I've been a big fan for a while and listened to most, if not all, of the episodes. As we said before, people, you can reach out, contact us, even if you just have questions and want a bit of general advice on how to optimize your social media advertising, Google advertising, or help building a Shopify store. Reach out anytime from our website, Instagram, LinkedIn, and we'd love to get in touch and hear more about the exciting businesses that are operating here in Qatar.
All right, you guys take care of yourselves, and we'll speak soon. Take care.